President Trump's executive order limiting bathroom choice and other rights of transgender students will not affect New York State, according to the state's education commissioner and legal experts. But they say Trump's action nevertheless sends a terrible message to transgender teens. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
New York State has a law known as the Dignity for All Students Act, approved by former Governor David Paterson and an all-Democratic legislature back in 2010. It was originally aimed at preventing bullying of gay and lesbian students. In 2015, the state education department issued further guidelines under the act to specifically prevent discrimination of transgender and gender nonconforming students, along with suggestions on how to make them feel more comfortable at school, including the right to use the restroom and locker room in accordance with their gender identity, participate in gender-segregated activities that correspond to their gender identity, and be allowed to dress in accordance with their gender identity and expression. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia issued a statement with Attorney General Eric Schneiderman saying all of those protections are still in effect. Elia said parents, educators, and leaders of state agencies have a sacred duty to protect all of the children in our care. Governor Cuomo earlier in the day urged the state education department to issue the directive, calling Trump's action misguided. Bobby Hodgson, an attorney with the New York Civil Liberties Union, disputes whether President Trump's action even has the power to rescind existing protections for transgender students. He says several courts have interpreted Title IX, passed in 1972, to prohibit sex discrimination in educational programs and activities, to also apply to transgender students as well.
It's very clear that those protections include the right to use the restroom and locker room that corresponds with one's gender identity, to participate in gender-segregated activities in accordance with their gender identity, among, you know, other protections.
The decisions are currently being challenged before the U.S. Supreme Court, which will hear the case in March. But he says the president's action has a chilling effect.
It does absolutely send just a terrible message to transgender young people, to one of the most vulnerable populations in the country. And it's sending the message that this administration will not protect them from discrimination, and in fact is encouraging school districts and administrators to discriminate, harass, and bully trans young people.
Governor Cuomo, in October of 2015, at a dinner given by the gay rights group Pride Agenda, expanded the parameters of the state's human rights law, which prevents discrimination based on the sex of a person, to include transgendered people.
It will apply to all people, all businesses, all facilities, be they public or private, all fields of endeavor in employment, housing, public accommodations, and credit. Our law covers it all.
But because of a legal loophole, the actions taken by Cuomo that day do not apply to public schools. The New York Civil Liberties Union and other civil rights groups are asking Cuomo and the legislature to pass a law to fix that oversight. They back the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act, also known as GENDA.
It would clarify and explicitly include gender identity expression as a protected category in the state human rights laws.
It was approved in the Democratic-led Assembly several times, but is stalled in the Senate, which is led by a coalition of Republicans and breakaway Democrats. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.